Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Portions of Romans 4 will be used during the course of the sermon, and I ask that you have the order of service, the reverse side, available, as I'll make mention to it a couple times during this message. Two words are essential for this chapter, Paul's writing in Romans, and for this message today. The two words, before God. Listen to verse 2. For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. Those two words, before God, make all the difference in the world when it comes to Romans chapter 4 and for this message as well. The question is, how do you stand righteous before God? How do you stand right and good before God? The Apostle Paul answers that by going back to Abraham. Abraham lived a couple thousand years before Paul writes this, and by the time Paul is writing this, many of the religious leaders, many of the people in Israel would look back on Abraham and look up to him as someone who could have offered his righteous deeds as a way to stand before God. Many of them would have said something like, look at Abraham. He packed up and moved when he was 75 years old with his wife and his cattle and people and Lot and his people. Now that's amazing. Or when Lot's herdsmen and his herdsmen were having those fights, he let Lot choose first. Now how unselfish can you get? And when Sodom and Gomorrah were going to be destroyed, he spoke up for them. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 righteous people. Yes, they were still destroyed, but notice how Abraham is so concerned and wants to protect them. And with his own son Isaac, he was willing to sacrifice them in obedience. Now, if there is one person that could stand righteous before God because of his deeds, it would be Abraham, they thought. He would have been their poster child. But Abraham wouldn't have said that. Abraham would have said something like, are you forgetting? Are you forgetting that time I was in Egypt? Or when I was before the king of Abimelech? I lied. I tried to pass Sarah, my wife, off as my sister. People were affected. Plagues came. Bad things happened. I was more concerned about my own skin than I was about them. Oh, I can't offer my righteous deeds. I'm unrighteous too. So how would Abraham stand before God? Paul simply puts it this way. If you look on the bulletin insert there, it says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham believed. He believed the promises of God that he would be a blessing to all families, that he'd be the father of many nations, that his descendants would be like the stars in the sky, a land would be for his people. He believed those promises. He held on to them, and God counted it as righteousness. Not all his good deeds. No. That brings wrath. No, he believed in God's promises, and God counted it as righteousness. Now, if Abraham could not put any of his righteous deeds before God, neither can we. Just take the brief ones of afraid, lying, looking out for his own skin, and apply it to us. Ooh, invite somebody to church? That's kind of scary. Speak out against racism when you're with a group of people? Ooh, cost you some friends. report somebody who's cheating? Or your boss's unethical practices? Well, now that's frightening. I could get bullied. I could get ripped apart on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. I could lose my job. Doing what is right can sometimes be so frightening, and we don't do it. Sometimes we're far more concerned about ourselves. God wants us to give generously of our money to those in need, but we can find all sorts of ways to spend it on ourselves. Or he wants us to be involved. Involved in the community, involved in people's lives with our time, our efforts, our talents. And yet the couch can be pretty comfy and watching the movie or playing the video games. God wants us to use our words to build people up, to encourage one another, and yet those words can come out and they can tear somebody down, sometimes face to face, sometimes on Facebook, sometimes behind a person's face. Just a quick little list, very similar to Abraham's. If Abraham couldn't claim any righteous deeds before God, neither could we. In Romans chapter 3, Paul says, all our righteousness is simply like filthy rags before God. So where does that leave us? Just like Abraham. Abraham believed that it was counted as righteousness. We too place our faith in the promises of God kept in Jesus. And so there's a cross in the middle of this bulletin. Jesus took a lot longer trip than Abraham did. From heaven above to earth below, he came. And his concern was not for his own skin, it was for those he came to serve. In fact, he spent more time with those who would be considered the ungodly. The prostitute who should be executed. The leper nobody wanted to touch. The hated tax collector. They ate with Jesus, welcomed, forgiven. While those who were so righteous, the Pharisees and the scribes, went home empty-handed. He was more concerned about us than his own skin. On the cross, it was beaten and bruised and bloodied. When he spoke those words, Father, forgive them. It was not just back then, but it was for all. All of our unrighteousness is placed on him, and he gives us his righteousness back. Abraham was promised to be the father of many nations. Through him would come a blessing for all families, and right there in Jesus, those promises come true. But you notice the crown of thorns on this cross here is just resting on that cross. Because Jesus has risen from the dead, he is alive, he is present, and he is with us each and every day. Because we need him to be with us each and every day, we stand before God each and every day. Not just on Judgment Day, not just when we're in church, but every day. Anywhere, we are standing before God, and we need the righteousness of Jesus Christ to cover us. And he does. When you hold on to the promises kept in Jesus Christ, well, I'll read verse 3 again, but I'd like you to read with me 23 to 25. I'll start. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Join with me. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. We stand before God, forgiven, sins covered, lawless deeds not counted against us because of the righteousness of Christ. There our faith holds on to Him. When I was in high school, I had a high school biology teacher who had an interesting way of doing tests. He'd have a stack of note cards, and every test question was on these cards. You had a choice for the test. You could choose one card. You got it right, you got 100%. You got it wrong, you failed. You could take 5 cards, 10 cards, 20 cards, all the cards. And then you would go up to his desk and you would stand before him individually and you would tell him how many cards you want, and he would turn them over, and there you would answer them. Just you and Mr. Wolf. Now imagine if God has a stack of cards. Every one of them would have the same question on it. Everyone would say, how will you stand righteous before me? And every time, every day, every place, the answer would be the same. Lord, I have no righteousness to offer you on my own, but my faith is in Jesus, and he covers me with his forgiveness. I stand right before you now because of him, and God will count it as righteousness. Most of us were baptized as an infant. We brought to the baptismal font, we had a white gown on, symbolizing the righteousness of Christ that was given to us. But baptism is not just something that happened long ago. Every day is a good day to remember your baptism. Perhaps you do so by remembering what happened to you there. The sign of the cross was placed upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ. And so on a day, you simply do that sign of the cross upon your forehead and upon your heart to remember that you have been redeemed by Christ's righteousness. Or perhaps it's a Tuesday afternoon and you're driving past a church and you see the cross. Or it's a Saturday and you're out for a drive and you see alongside the interstate one of those crosses with the flowers around it. And it reminds you that you are baptized into Jesus Christ, and his righteousness covers you every day before God. Or you go to a worship service and you hear blessed words. I, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. Promises kept, Christ's righteousness covering you, but not just in that worship service, it carries out with you every day. In the evening, I often like to say Martin Luther's evening prayer before bed. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, I thank you that you have graciously kept me this past the day. And I ask that you will forgive me all the sins which I have done. And God answers that prayer in Jesus, counting it as righteousness because of Jesus. We have Bibles. Every time we open this, God's promises in Jesus are spoken to us once again. I challenge you through this week to look at the chapters that come after chapter 4. Chapter 5 God demonstrates his love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Chapter 6, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Chapter 7, thanks be to God who brings us this victory. Chapter 8, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Read each chapter a day, and once again, hear, read, soak it up. God counts it, what Christ did, our faith, as righteousness. A couple weeks ago on Facebook, I saw a post in which somebody had a tiny little piece of paper, and they were looking at it very, very intently. Okay, I'm going to ask you to do something here. I want you to take the bowl, and I want you to take the corner right here. Just take a little corner, just a little bit, and rip it off, maybe about this big. Okay, just take it, rip a little corner off for me here. And I want you to take that pose, right? I want you to look at it really intently, like you're trying to read something on it. All right, do you know what that Facebook post said? It said, "When you give God your list of righteous deeds." Nothing there. Throw it away. This is what you want to take with you today. Because what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. See the cross? Jesus risen from the dead. The words that was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but also for ours. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead our Lord Jesus, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. How do you stand righteous before God? Believe it. And Jesus covers you with his forgiveness. Amen. Now may the grace of God that surpasses all understanding fill our hearts and our minds with that faith that holds on to Jesus for our righteousness before God. Amen.